Tamara Lesh is the AP correspondent in New Orleans. She's on the live line with us right now. Tamara, good morning. Thanks for talking with us.
Good morning, PJ.
What's the situation down there now?
Well, I wish I had better news, but it seems like the news just keeps getting worse. Right now, apparently, this new look by scientists, the oil spill is getting worse. It may be up to twice as much that previously thought spewing out from the Gulf floor. It could mean 42 million gallons to more than 100 million gallons. I don't even know how many zeros that is, honestly, of oil has already gotten into the Gulf water. And it's amazing how much oil is really possibly out there.
Do you see the effects of that among the population down there?
Absolutely. And the other thing, obviously, is the wildlife. Yesterday, I went to a turtle washing event, and it was amazing. These little guys, they had brought in three turtles that had been found in the oil about 40 miles offshore. And these little turtles, they were Kemp's Ridley turtles, and they were alive. But so far, 279 dead sea turtles have been found, although there are probably many, many more that will never be found. But these little turtles were given injections, and, you know, it's really unknown how, even though they look okay now and they're doing okay now, how the long-term effects will be on them. It's possible, the veterinarians told me, that there will be organ damage down the road. They plan on releasing these turtles, but it's anybody's guess how they'll do in the long term.
What's on your schedule over the weekend? What stories are you going to be covering, do you think?
Well, I think over the weekend there's actually a fishing rodeo down in Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana, where it's, like the name says, a fishing rodeo. It's kind of a contest, and the locals want us to see, and I think the locals want the world to see, that there is some semblance of life still happening, and I think people want to get together and celebrate their community and their community spirit. So I think I'll be stopping by there.
Okay, we'll get some positives out of it somehow, I suspect. Tamara, thanks again for talking with us. I appreciate
Great.
It. Tamara Lesh on the live line. She's an AP correspondent down in New Orleans. Well, here in Pittsburgh, Port Authority changing the bus schedule and the T schedule starting on Sunday, I guess. Walt Golden's in this.